We begin the current Daven, Sechtes Gittin, Daven Samaches. We begin 17 lines down from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous Daven. That is, our Mishnah opened up this Perek Misha Achzoi, talking about someone that was possessed by this Kurdiyakis, which we explain is the name of a demon, of a shade, who takes possession of a person who drinks too much of fresh wine. And that's how it relates to his sanity in regards to, we don't listen to him if he wants to write again, or withdraw his the authority he gave for people to have already written the get. So a related discussion, the Gemara moves into a discussion of shadim of demons. Now, the Mepharshim explained that, obviously, our Gemara should not be taken in as literal context, that there are great Kabbalistic and esoteric interpretations that are in these homiletic teachings. But again, we're just going to explain it in its literal translation, but there's obviously depths of layers over here in regards to its interpretation. So the Gemara opens up by quoting a pasuk in Koheles, where, again, the discussion is the relationship between Shadim, which was what the topic of our Mishnah opened up with this Kurdiyakis, which was the name of a shade that possesses a person. So the Pasuk says in Kehelis, that Shlaim HaMelech says, Asisi li sharim v'sharis, which one is masculine, one is feminine, and which is from the word of Shira, of song. I made for myself male and female songs. V'tanugais b'nei ha'adam, and delights of mankind. Shida v'shidais. So the Gemara explains, what is this pasuk? What Shlaim HaMelech, who was the king of the world, he had everything, what was he saying? So Sharm v'sharis, as we said, is elu min nizamer, this is different types of song. One was the predominantly male one, one's the predominantly female one. V'tanugis b'nei ha'adam, and the delights of mankind. Elu breichais, these are pools to swim in cold water. U'merchatzais, and these are warm bathhouses. Shida v'shidais. So there's actually two different interpretations. Hachar Targimu, here in Bavel, they interpreted what that means is Sheda v'Sheidaisen, meaning a male and female Shadim. He had even in his possession demons, both the male and the female type. B'maravat Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they said it means Shidasa, like we have this many times in the Gemara, Sheda Tevo Migdol. Sheda is this type of noble carriage that would carry women and noble women. That's what Shlaim HaMelech said. Basically saying he had everything. He was on top of the world. And in spite of that, that's what the Sefer Kehelis talks about, how it's Hevel HaValim, it's empty, it's vain, it's fleeting, that what's primary is only the service of Hashem. Moving on this topic, the Gemara says, Amar B'yechanan says, Shalish Meis Mine Shadim Hoyi B'Shichen. There were 300 different types of demons in this place, Shichen. And still, in spite of that, Rechon says, I don't even know what's the form and what's the benefit, what is a demon. Or Rashi brings a different interpretation when he says, Shida Atzma, I don't know. It's in the singular. He says, I don't know who's the mother, the top of all the demons. I don't know who she is. Meaning, although I knew there was 300 different types, but the top one that I didn't know. So Amamar, we're going back to what we said before. The Master said in the interpretation that Hachar Targimu here in Bavel, they interpreted, when Shlaim HaMelech said that he had in his possession Shida v'shidais, Targimu, they interpreted Shida v'shidzen, meaning that he had, Shlaim HaMelech took control, not only of the whole world and whatever wealth and power and might, he had also even demons, the male and female ones. So the Gemara wonders, Shida v'shidzen l'mayi b'ayli, what did Shlaim HaMelech need to have in his possession a male and female demons under his dominion? So the Gemara explains the chesiv, like it says, Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, it says, V'habayis b'hi b'naisai, when the Beis HaMikdash was being built, was Evan Shlema, the stones of Shlema were Masa, were quarried, Nivne, Begoyma, that they were built, and they were built in a way that they were whole. Now, Amalul Rabbanon, the Shlema Melch said to the rabbis, Hechi Avid, how am I going to do this? Where we know the requirement to build the Beis HaMikdash was that it couldn't be used with any metal instruments to carve out to make bricks. So he says, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get exactly quarried from the mountains stones that are exactly the dimensions to build a Beis HaMikdash? So Amalei, they said to him, Ikka Shemira. There's this worm, this creature that was created in the 6 days of creation, and nothing hard could stand in its way. Nothing, no matter what the material. So that's something that could carve out anything. The Icy Moshe Avnei Eifod, which Moshe Rabbeinu had brought for the stones of the Eifod, which were these two stones on either side of the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, which the Gemara tells in Masechta Sota Memchesim and Beis, that these stones, you can't write on them with ink. In other words, it can't be on top of it, the writing, which had the names of the tribes, the 12 tribes in it, because it says Pituchi Chaisim, the opening of it. It had to be engraved in it. But you couldn't engrave it with a metal instrument because it says bimilu oisam, in its wholeness. It has to be complete. When you carve out, some of this stone is being carved out. So nothing could be missing. So rather what Moshe Rabbeinu did was that he wrote the names with ink, and then he put this shamir worm on it from the outside, and it just cracks open. So nothing of it ends up missing, but it opens up, and that's how they're, so to speak, carved in, but without carving it in. So Amalahu, so he said to the rabbis, Hei cheshtakech, where can they find the shamir worm to do this, to carve out the stones to use for the base of Mikdash? So Amalei, they said to him, Aisi Sheda Vishitzin, bring a male and female demon. Again, that's why he had under his dominion a male and female demon. Kavshinu Ahadadi. So press them together, meaning force them with affliction that they should tell you where the Shamir worm is, because Efshadiyadi Umagaloch, maybe they know where it is, and they'll reveal to you, because Shadim are like half like angels and half like man. They're like angels that can know things that we don't know. Maybe they know where it is. So I say Shade Bashitsin, Kavshinu Adadi, so that's what he did. He brought, and that's what we said, even he had under his dominion, male and female demons, and he pressed them together. So Ami, they said, Anan lo yedina, we don't know. But Dilma Ashmadai, Malka de Shade Yada, maybe Ashmadai was the name of the king of the demons, maybe he knows. So Amalui said to them, Hei Chiisi, where is he? Where is this Ashmadai that I could force him and to press him to tell me where it is? So Amalui, they said to him, Isi Betura Plan. He has, on that mountain, Kargile Bira, he dug for himself over there a pit, Umali Lamaya, and he filled it up with water, Umechase Bitinara, and he covered it with a stone, Vechasme Bugushpanke, and he closed it, he sealed it with his seal. Now, Vechol Yem Esalik L'Rikia, every single day he goes up to heaven, Vegomar Mesifta D'Rikia, and he learns over there in the heavenly academy, Vinochas La'ar, then he comes down to earth, Vegomar Mesifta D'Ar, then he learns what's in the earthly academy. The Asi Sar Legushpanke. Then he comes and he checks out his seal to make sure no person touched it to uncover his pit. And when he sees that no one messed with it, Umagalile Bishasi, then he uncovers it and he drinks from it. Umachasile, then he covers it, Bachasimle, and he seals it, V'azla, and then he leaves. So when Shlomo Melech heard this, so he had a plan. Shadre le Benayahu ben Yahyada. So he sent Benayahu ben Yahyada, who was one of his trusted advisors. So what he did was he gave him a chain that was carved in it Hashem's name, and the iskis of the chokik l'Hashem, and he gave him a ring that was carved in it Hashem's name, the gavavida amra, and he gave him balls of wool, the ziki de chamra, and flasks of wine. So Azal ben Yo went, kara bir mitatoi. So he went and he dug a pit beneath. In other words, on the slope of the mountain, beneath the pit of Ashmadai, he dug a pit over there. Ushfinu lamayu, and he siphoned off the water, meaning he made a hole between the two pits, and now the upper pit, which was Ashmadai's water, was over there, flowed directly down into the pit beneath it, because since it was on an incline, so then it just flowed right down into the lower pit, into the pit that he had dug. Then visas minu, then he closed the hole between the two pits, begavida amra, with these balls of wool, because as his next part was going to be, he's going to fill up the upper pit with wine to drip into the Ashmadai's, but he didn't want that to then drip down into the lower pit. So he stuffed up that pit. Then, vikara bira, now he dug another pit, mi'ilai, from up above the pit of Ashmadai, ushvechinu lechamra, and he poured in wine, and that wine then dripped into the pit of Ashmadai. And then he stuffed up both of the pits, the upper one and the lower one, with earth, so that Ashmadai shouldn't realize that there was some tampering going on over here. So he was able to siphon off the water into the lower one and then fill it up with wine from the upper one, and now it looked like no one touched anything because the seal wasn't touched, and then he filled up the pits that he had dug on top and the bottom. Salak Yasa Bilana. So he went up and he sat in the tree and he waited. Kiasa, when Ashmadai came, so Sire the Gushpanka, he checked out his seal, and he found that it was whole, no one touched it. So Galye, Ashkechei Chamra, so he opened up his covering, and he saw that there was wine. So Amar, he said, Ksiris is a pasuk in Mishlei, Let's Hayayin, wine causes scoffing, mockery, Haima Shecher, and intoxicating drink causes madness. V'chol Shogabai lo yachkem, and whoever errs in with wine will not be smart. So that's not a good reason to drink wine. Uksiv, moreover, it says a pasuk in Hosea, Znus v'yayin v'tirosh, immorality, wine and fresh wine, yikach lev, takes a person's heart, meaning it weakens his convictions and therefore he didn't want to drink the wine. So lo yishto, he didn't drink. But kitzachi, when he got thirsty, lo yisagile, he couldn't hold himself back, he needed to drink something. So ishto, he drank. Rava v'gana, so he got drunk and he fell asleep. Noches asa, so Ben Yoh came down from the tree. Shodebe shashalta, so he put the chain around the neck of Ashmedai. And sasme, and he clamped the chain clothes around his neck that he wouldn't be able to get his head out. Kiyisa, when Ashmedai woke up, havakum afarzel, so he was going crazy, he was trying to get out from the chain. Amalei, so Ben Yoh told him, Shmo demarach alach, the name of your master, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is on you. Shmo demarach alach, the name of your master is on you. So he realized he was stuck, he's not getting out. So Ben Yoh was taking him back to Shlaim HaMelech. Now, Kinoke Leba Asi, when he was walking with him and going, Mata Dikla, when he reached the palm tree, Chafbe, so he scraped himself, this Ashmedai, against the palm tree, Shadya, and he threw the palm tree down. Mata Labesa, when they reached the house, again he scraped up against it, and Shadya, he threw the house down. Now, Mata Gabi Kubu, when they reached this small hut, Dahi Armalta, where there was a widow that lived over there, so Nafka, this widow came out, as we continue on Talmud Beis, and Ichanin Olay, and she petitioned him that, you know, to move away from a hut that he shouldn't scrape up against it because everyone saw that he's wreaking havoc wherever he's going. So he moved his height away from it, meaning to another side, that the width of his shoulders should not bump into her house. And itfei begarma, so the fact that when he moved away, caused him to break a bone, this Ashmedai. So Amar, he said, that's what it says in Pasuk in Mishlei, v'loshen raka, and a soft tongue, tishabagarm, breaks a bone. In other words, through her soft petitioning that she asked in a nice way, caused me to break my bone, because here I went, moved out of my way, and broke my bone. Now they kept on walking. Chazias Samya to have a kotoy baruch. He saw a blind person that was wandering, and he lost his way on the path. So Aske, so he went and brought him up and put him back to the path. Chazar Ravi to have a kotoy baruch. He saw a drunk person that was wandering and erring from the road. Aske lorche, he brought him back onto the path. Chazached Vasa, he saw a simcha, he saw that they were bringing in the kala to the chasna. Davakamatchila, that they were rejoicing very much at this wedding. Bacha, he cried. Shamilahu gavar davakamalu ushkafa, then they heard a person that was telling a shoemaker, Avali mesani l'shev shnei, make for me a pair of shoes that's going to last for me 7 years. And ochach, he left. Chazahu kism davakasim, he saw this person that uses divination, different types of witchcraft to see things that people don't know, the future and other things. And Achach, he left. Kimat l'hasim, when they finally got there to Shlaim HaMelech, la'alu l'gabei de Shlaim HaAtlas Yemen, they didn't bring him in to see Shlaim HaMelech until the third day. Where Yemek Kama Amalu, on the first day, he said to them, Amayla kaboy li malka l'gabei, why doesn't the king want me? So so they said to Ashmedai, Ansei Mishdia, his drink has taken over him, meaning he drank too much. So Shaka Levinasa, Oisiv Achavetus, he took a brick, this Ashmedai, and then he put it on top of another brick. So Asra Amalei L'Shlema, they came and told Shlema what he did. So Amalehu, he said to them, Hachi Amalehu, this is what he's telling you. Hadr Ashkiyu, give him more to drink. Because sometimes what's good for a hangover is actually to drink more. So he's telling you, actually add on. Now Lamacha Amalehu, the next day he said to them, V'amayla Kaboyli Malka L'Gabei, why doesn't the king want me yet? So Amalehu, they said to him, Ansi Michla, because his food forced him, he ate too much. So Shaka Levinsa Mechaverta, now he took one brick and took it off the other one, and Oisve Ari put it on the ground. So Astro Amalei L'Shlema, they came and they told Shlema, Amalehu, he said to them, Hachi Amalehu, this is what he's telling you, Negidu Minei Mechla, take away from giving him food, meaning only a little bit, let him eat less. That's why he took it off. Now, L'Saif Tlasa Yema Ayle L'Kame, at the end of 3 days, then they brought him in front of Shlema Melech. Shokal Kanya, so Ashmedai, they took a reed, U'moshach Arba Gami, then he measured off a part of it that was 4 amas long, V'shodah Kame, and he threw it in front of Shlema. Amalehu, he said to Shlema Melech, Mechdi, let's see. When this person, when he referenced to Shlema, dies, the only thing he's going to have in this world is 4 amas, meaning his burial plot. That's all you're going to have. But now he has conquered the whole world. Shlema Melech was king of the world. And you weren't satisfied until you also conquered me. What are you taking me as a prisoner for? So Shlema said to Ashmedai, I don't need anything from you. But I need to build the Beis HaMikdash. And I need the Shamir worm. So Amalei, so Ashmedai said to him, Lididi le masali, the Shamir worm wasn't given over to me. Lesara di yama masali, it was given over to the master of the sea. Velo yoiv le, ele le tarnagele barn. He doesn't give it to anyone, but to the wild rooster. The mehem le ashvuasid, because he's trustworthy regarding his promise, and that when he swears he's going to give it back, he gives it back. Umay avid be, and what does the wild rooster do with it? Mamti le lituri de lesbuhu yishav. He brings it to a mountain that there's no settlement over there. In other words, that there's no vegetation, there's no trees to have any sustenance from that mountain. Umanach lashina de turin. He brings the shamir worm and puts it on the peak, the teeth literally, the peak of the mountain. Upakatur, and the mountain cracks open like a little crack. Again, because of the shamir worm, whatever he goes on, no matter how hard it cracks open. Umankit maisi birzani me'iloni vishadi alasim. And then he goes and he takes the seeds of trees, this wild rooster, and he throws it over there into the crack, and there is where trees grow, and then there creates sustenance on that mountain for all the wildlife that there is over there. V'hava yishav, and then there's a settlement. Now behind it, the matagamina, and that's how the Aramaic interpretation of the word duchifas, which is the wild rooster that's mentioned in the Torah, is a nagartura, is the mountain cleaver, because it's this idea where he cleaves, he cracks open the mountains by putting the shamir worm over there. So Bodku, so they investigated, they checked until they were proficient to find that where there is a kina de tanagela bar, where is there a nest of this duchifas, of this wild rooster, the islay beni, where that there are the young over there in that nest. And once they found the nest, v'chafyu l'kina zugisa chivarti, then they covered it with this white, clear glass over this nest, so that the rooster should see the young over there, but not be able to get in over there because it's covered with this glass. But he could see his children over there crying, wanting food. And he's going to need the shamir to crack open the glass. So Kiyasa, when the rooster came, boy lamel b'le matzi, wanted to come in, but it couldn't. It was kept on trying to go in, but the glass was blocking it. So azl isa shamira v'isra'alor. So he went and he brought the shamir and they put it on top of the glass. Now Ramabay, now the messenger of Shlema, went and he shouted kala, a voice, he made a shout, Shadi, the wild rooster, dropped the worm, Shakle, and the shliach of Shlema took it, Ozel chanek nafsha ashvase. Then the rooster went and choked itself because of the oath that it had taken, it promised that it's going to give it back to the master of the sea, but now Shlema Mel's servant went and took it away, so he went and he choked himself. Now, Amalei bin Yahu, so bin Yahu went and said to Ashmedai, he wanted to know about all these interesting things that had happened along the way when he had taken him from where he was up until Shlaima. He wanted to know, my time, what's the reason? When you saw that blind person that was wandering on the path, that you brought him back onto the road, what were you so concerned about this person for? So Amalei said to him, because Machrizi Aleo Berkia, they were announcing about this person in heaven, the Tzadik Gamahu, that it was a purely righteous person. Umando Avile Nicha Nafshe, and whoever's going to do him a favor, Zachel Amadasi is going to merit the next world. That's why I did him a favor. Now, Umay Tameki Chazisalahu Ravi de Katoi Ba'urcha, what's the reason that when you saw that drunk that was wandering on the road, Asikti La'urcha, you brought him back onto the road? So Amalei said to him, because Machrizi Aleh Berkia de Rosh Gamahu, they were announcing in heaven about this person that he was a totally wicked person. And therefore I did him a favor, that he should totally consume all his reward in this world, so that he should be totally going into destruction in the next world. So he said, why is it when you saw that by that chasna, when you bring in that kala, there was so much rejoicing that bachas that you cried? So Amalei said to him, because her husband is going to die within the next 30 days. And she's going to have to wait as like a widow for the next 13 years until the younger brother, because her husband's going to be dying without any children. They just got married a few days ago. And she's going to have to wait for chalitza from the younger brother who just is a baby, and is going to have to wait 13 years till he becomes an adult that he can do chalitza. Now, my time is kishemati lahu gavur the amalei leushkefa. What's the reason that when you heard this person who was telling the shoemaker, Avali misani l'shav shnin, make me shoes for 7 years, achichas, you laughed? So Amalei said to him, hahu shiva yema lesli. This guy doesn't even have 7 days. In other words, how are you confident you're going to live for the next 7 days? Maybe you're going to die tomorrow. Misani l'shav shnin boi, he needs shoes for the next 7 years. So he says, my time is kichazis lahu kisam nabakasim. Why is it that when you saw this person using divinations, these occult practices, to find out the secrets of the world, achichas, you laughed? So Amalei said to him, because the Hava Yosef Abegaza de Malka, this guy himself was sitting on top of the treasure chest of the king, meaning under him was this huge treasure of hidden gold and silver. Liksamai de Ikatuse, let him divine what's beneath him. In other words, he's trying to figure out all these different things. Right beneath him was this huge treasure chest, and therefore for me it was a big joke. So Tarchi Gabe, the Gemara tells us that Shlomo Melech kept Ashmedai with him under his dominion, Adebani LeBeis HaMikdash, until he finally finished building the Beis HaMikdash, which took a period of 7 years. Now, Yom Echad HaVekoy L'Chudei, one day, Shlomo Melech was alone with Ashmedai. So Shlomo Melech said to him, I don't understand. Ksiv, it says a pasuk in Bamidbar, Kesoya Fois Re'eim Loi, like the loftiness of the wild ox, it is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Hashem has, for his agents, he has Toyafois, he has these lofty beings, he has Re'emim, these wild oxes, which go ahead and take care of his agencies that he needs to do in this world. Now, Vaminan, we say in our interpretation of this pasuk, what does it mean, Kisoyafois? Who are Hashem agents to punish people, to do what he needs to do in this world? So, Elam Malach HaSharis, these are the ministering angels. Who are these Re'em? What's that a reference to? Elu HaShedim, it's a reference to demons. So Shlomo Melech asked Ashmedai, "My Rivosaychu Minam, what's your greatness more than us?" In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising himself that he has these agents, which includes you, the Shadim. We understand Malach HaSharis, but what about you? Why are you so much better? So Amalisa Ashmedai said to Shlomo, "Look, Shkol Shushil Teminoi, take your chain off of me, V'havli Is Kesach, and give me your ring." Where Shlomo Melech had a ring that had Hashem's name on it. V'achvilach Rivosay, and I'll show you my greatness. Now again, as the Mefarshim explained, this is all a mashal, a metaphor, and this would be explaining the downfall of Shlomo HaMelech, where he lowered himself in his levels of spirituality, which is illustrated in this metaphor. So the Gemara tells that Shokli L'Shoshil Teminei, so Shlomo HaMelech took the chain off of Ashmedai, the Yavli Iskase, and he gave him his ring. Bale, he swallowed him. So either it's a reference he swallowed Shlomo, or he swallowed the ring. Now he then had one wing that he stretched out to the heaven, and one wing down to the earth, and paske, he threw Shlomo HaMelech arba mea parse, a distance of 400 parse, which some say that's the length of Eretz Yisrael, and he threw him out of Eretz Yisrael. Alehi shai to Amar Shlomo, it was on that moment that Shlomo HaMelech said, as the pasuk says in Kehelis, what is the gain that a person has in all his work that he toils beneath the heaven, where in one moment everything he worked for, power, might, everything was gone in that moment where Ashmedai threw him and ejected him out of his royalty? So too the pasuk says in Kehelis, and this was my portion from all my work, this was what I was left with. So what's the Gemara says, my vizeh, what's this, as if this one thing? So Rabbi Shmuel Chadomer one says makli, he was left with his stick. The Chadomer Gunde one says he was left with his cloak or some type of earthenware vessel to drink water from. He was left with nothing. So he mechaz al pesachim, he was going knocking on doors. Kalhecha demata, wherever he came to, Amma, he said, as the pasuk says in Kehelis, Ani Kehelis, I am Kehelis, Hayisi Melech al Yisrael be Yerushalayim, I was the king over the Jewish people in Jerusalem. Now, Kimata Gabe Sanhedrin, when he reached to the Sanhedrin, the great rabbinic court, so Amr Rabban, the rabbi said, let's see, Mechti, Shaita b'chad milsa le'sarach, a mentally deranged person doesn't usually get stuck in one thing to keep on repeating that same, deranged statement all the time. So my high, what's going on with this guy? That he says, I'm the king, but he doesn't say anything else that's deranged. It seems like that he's almost saying the truth, because if he was a shaita, he'd be saying many different bizarre things. So Amr Leila bin Yahu, so they said that to bin Yahu, did the king ask you to come to him? Did he request anything of you? Samlahu, he said to them, "Lo, no, recently he hasn't asked anything of me." So they sent a message to the queens. Kasi Malka Lagabaihu, does the king come to you? Shalchulhu in. They said, yes, Kasi, he comes. Shalchulhu, so they sent to them, Bitku Bakari, check his feet, because the feet of a demon are similar to those of a chicken, of a rooster. So Shalchulhu, so they sent back to the rabbis, B'muki Kasi. He doesn't come with his feet uncovered, rather he comes in socks. So we can't check his feet. Moreover, Kotavulhu b'nidusahu, but he's petitioning the queens, even in their menstruation, He's even petitioning for conjugal relations, even his own mother, Bathsheba. So they realize this must be something, that it was true that Ashmedai, a shade, had taken over the kingdom from Shlema Melech. So Asu l'Shlema, they brought this guy who claimed he was Shlema, who was Shlema Melech. So they gave him a ring and a chain that had Hashem's name engraved in it. So Kiyael, when he came back into his palace, Chaziyeh, so Hashem, they saw Shlema with Hashem's name, and Parach, he flew away. But the Gemara tells about Fulhachi, in spite of this, even though he took back his royalty, Havalei b'Yisusimene, he was still always afraid from Ashmedai. Behind the Chsiv, and that's what it says, the Pasuk in Sheh Hashirim. He named it Tosei Shele Shlema, behold, that the bed of Shlema, Shishim Giborim Savvula Migbori Yisrael, that there were 60 mighty men from the mighty men of the Jewish people that surrounded it. Kulam Achuzei Cherev, all of them were holding swords, Melum de Muhammad, that were learned in warfare. Ish Charbe Ali Recha, each one had his sword on his thigh. Mipachad Balelis, because of the fear of nighttime, again, because Shlema Melech was so afraid of Ashmedai. Now, actually, it's a Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Chad Ama Melech Vehedu. One says that Shlema Melech started off as a king, but he ended up as a commoner. He never retook his royalty. But Chad Ama Melech Vehedu de Melech. But the other one says, no, that he was a king. Then he was ejected by Ashmedai and he became as a commoner. And then he did retake and become back as a king. So that concludes this discussion, again, which we introduced because of this halach and amishnah of Kurdiyakos, which is being possessed by a shade. So we got into this whole discussion of Shlema Melch and Ashmedai the shade. Now the Gemara returns to another discussion that we had on Samach Zayin and Mabez, which the Gemara explained what was the asuse the Kurdiyakos, what's the medication, what's the therapy that could be used for this Kurdiyakos. And we had many different types of Talmudic remedies that are mentioned for different illnesses. And now the Gemara continues for the next Gemara's talking about what are some Talmudic medicines that were used for certain ailments. So the Gemara continues, L'dama d'resha, which literally means to say the blood of the head, which is some type of illness when the person has some type of a headache, which comes because of blood, meaning when there's a pressure of the blood, there's the high blood pressure. So lacy shervina. So he should bring a type of cedar, which is called boxwood, uvina, and this willow, va'asadara, and a moist myrtle, v'zesa, and an olive branch, v'chilfa, which is tzaftzfa, which is a type of a wood called poplar, and v'chilfa diyama, and this chilfa that's of the water version, which are cloves, and v'yivla, which is some type of an herb, v'lashalkinu b'had v'adodi, and she cooked them together, v'lintel tlasma or kosi ahaygi sederation, and they take 300 cups of this and pour it on one side of the head, v'tlasma or kosi ahaygi sederation, and then take 300 cups and pour it on the other side of the head. Again, this is for this type of a headache from the blood pressure. Now, v'ilayin, if not, which that always means to say that if he can't get these ingredients or if it doesn't work for him, so lesi varda chivri, should bring a white rose, the koi b'chad dara, that all its leaves grow on one side, one above the other, v'lishlike, and then they should cook it, v'lintel shitin kasi a high gisa duration, then they should pour 60 cups of it on one side of the head, v'shitin kasi a high gisa duration, 60 cups on the other side of the head. Now, letzlichta, which is a headache of half the head, so lesi tarnagoyla bari, should bring a wild rooster, v'lishachti b'zuzu chivre, and they should slaughter it, which literally means say with a white zuz, with a white coin. What that means to say is that a dinner, a silver coin that's pure, that's what's calling it white, he should slaughter it with that coin. Ahu gisa de kaivle, on that side of the head, which is hurting him, which the blood should flow and from the rooster on that side of the head where the headache is. But v'nizdar midamei delo l'saminu le'enei, so it should drip down on his head, but he should be careful from the blood that it doesn't go into his eyes and blind him. Then with l'salye, he should hang this slaughtered rooster, Besifa devava, on the doorpost of his entryway. Chi'ayel chayiv pei, that when he enters in the house, he rubs by it, and the chinafik chayiv pei, when he comes out, he also rubs by this slaughtered rooster.